That gospel is a little bit unusual. It is, from what we're accustomed to, it seems to be very un-Christ-like. And what he's been trying to show us by his own example and teaching his apostles, seems like they forgot all about that. This lady comes up to him and is asking a favor, and he just ignores her. He never does that. And then the apostles say, would you please get rid of her? She's bugging us. Could you just get her out of the way? But there is a background for all of this. And I think to understand the story and know that Jesus didn't turn bad all of a sudden, you have to understand a little bit of the social background where it's taking place. It says Jesus entered into pagan territory. So it was outside of his usual haunt with the chosen people. And so when he stepped into that territory, this lady, and again, she broke all the social regulations of the day, a single lady approached Jesus. And they just wouldn't do that unless they were accompanied with a man. So she kind of broke that rule. And in addition to the fact that the way they treated her, she was, number one, a Gentile, and number two, she was a Canaanite, and the Canaanites were particularly disliked by the chosen people. So that would kind of give you some background of what Jesus is doing here. But then, in addition to the fact that he ignores her, he insults her. He said, we don't give the food of the children to the dogs. But the lady was very clever, and she was a little bit brash. And she said to him, but even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the master's table. And Jesus, he had to break down then. He had to give in. So then she said to him, she brought to him what she was really looking for. She had a daughter who was troubled by a demon, and I guess it was causing her a great deal of problem. And a mother loving her daughter the way this woman did, she was going to do whatever she could to bring some comfort and some healing, some peace to this daughter of hers. And so she heard about Jesus. It wasn't like he was, everything about him was kept in among the chosen people. Their word kind of spread around the neighboring communities, the neighboring countrysides, and so she probably heard something about his ability to heal, his ability to cast out demons, his ability to do all kinds of stuff. And so she probably, as a determined mother, made up her mind that she was going to get help for her daughter no matter what. So maybe she forgot the rules, the social rules of the day that said, you don't speak to a stranger, you don't speak to a man unless you are accompanied with a man. She didn't pay attention to any of those rules because she had one thing on her mind, and that was that she had a daughter who was in trouble, and she was going to do whatever it took to make sure that that daughter was all right. And she heard about Jesus, so she finally said to him, I want you to heal my daughter. And he did. And then he said to her something like, great is your faith. Great is your faith. Anybody else probably would have said, wow, I didn't expect to be treated like that. We'll forget that. And we do that often in our own prayer. I think this lady is a perfect example of how we should pray. She had a purpose. She had a reason. She wanted something done. And she wanted her daughter healed, and she would not stop until that happened. She's extremely persistent. She could probably bug you quite a bit if she thought you could help and wouldn't. And so if Jesus was kind of ignoring her and walking away from her, she was probably became even more determined that he was going to do something about this. Now take that and apply it to your own prayer life. When somebody says to us, would you please pray for a special intention? I have a son who is he's in the military, he's going into serious, dangerous territory. Would you please remember him in your prayers? And so many times we say, well, yeah, we'll do that. And probably mean in our hearts that we will. We'll pray for the young man or young lady. And we make that determination we're going to do that. But see, how persistent are we with this? Do we really go after our Lord and say, this young man is a good young man. He has a lot to offer. He's putting his life in danger. Please make sure he's all right. Bring him home safely where he can continue his life and do the good things that he's capable of doing. But many times we just kind of pray, well, sure, I'll remember him. And we probably do, but not in the sense that we want him to come back with you. Just pray that whatever happens, that he'll be all right. But say the mother who asked you probably really wanted you to be persistent, like this Canaanite woman. She probably really wanted you to get after our Lord to make sure he comes back. Or sometimes when we pray for somebody who is sick, we kind of determine, well, is it a terminal illness or is it not? If it's a terminal illness, we kind of pray, well, we'll pray for the person and hope they'll be all right, that the Lord will be with them. But sometimes do we think about, even in those situations, about praying for a cure? I think if you have somebody who's very dear to you, who is very sick, and maybe to the point of almost death, and you just, in your prayer, if you say to God, I really would like to keep that person around for a while, they have so much to give, so much to offer, would you hear our prayer and please make sure that this person stays with us? If it doesn't happen in a day or two, then we kind of say, well, I guess he's not interested in doing that for us. Excuse me. Or he has other plans for us. But if we're kind of like this lady, you don't give up. You keep praying. Now, ultimately, whatever God wills is what's going to happen. But what we do is we believe that God can heal. We just need to be persistent in saying, we want healing for this person. Or maybe somebody in your family struggles with addiction to drugs or something of that nature. And so we pray that somehow that they can be freed of that struggle, that they can reject it and that they can be clean. And so we pray, and maybe we're doing very well, we're praying hard every day, and maybe we do begin to see a change. But maybe there's a relapse. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, I guess that wasn't meant to be. But you go back after it. You go back and keep praying. Persistence in prayer is extremely important. I have a friend who had a son who was, he suffered from a drug addiction. And he took off. And they had no idea where he was. Somewhere along the way, somebody said they saw him across the country. Not the next town or anything, but across the country. So they went. They took a vacation time. They went in search of him, going through areas of a city that they didn't know that well, through areas of the city that most people would not frequent at all because it's just too dangerous. But they went with pictures of their son and all this kind of, and they just, every day they would walk. And they'd talk to people on the street, homeless people, all kinds of people, drug addicts. Have you seen him? And eventually they found him. They got him to come home. They got him, took him to the doctor, had him checked out, and all this kind of stuff. And he lived happily with them for a long time. But they were persistent. They were not about to say, well, it's his choice, just let him go. So I think in our prayer, you know, sometimes we just become kind of blasé about it. Oh, okay, I'll say some prayers for you. But do we ever pray with the intention that, Lord, these people really need a healing. These people really need an ability to say no to their addictions. These people really need whatever it may be. But we have to pray with conviction and with persistence and truly believe that God can do what we were asking him to do. And I think in my own prayer life, you can become very careless about things. You can just kind of look at the book and rattle off prayers. But every once in a while, you get this nudge. I think it's a grace where it says, you really need to take a good look at what you're doing. Remember, God believes in you. And you say you believe in him, but do you really? So when you pray, do you really believe that he can grant what you're asking? And if you do believe, why aren't you a little bit more insistent on it, or a little bit more persistent in making sure that he hears you? And if it doesn't work the first time, or the second time, or the third time, what do? Do you just quit? Or do you try some other another approach? That lady in the gospel is a good example for us. She didn't know Christ. She knew stuff about him, but she knew her daughter was sick and that her daughter needed help. And she was determined somebody was going to help her. And she heard that Jesus could do that, and so Jesus was the one who had to finally heal the young lady so that her mother would be at peace. Learn something from that in your own prayer life. I think it can help us all a great deal.